Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price getting you ready for a weekend. Happy Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate it. Let me go ahead and just jump in and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
The local voices getting louder in an effort to push back against Governor DeSantis' appointment to the UWF Board of Trustees. Thursday, City Council and Mayor Reeves agreed to send a letter to the Florida Senate opposing the confirmation of Boise State political science professor Scott Yanor. The move comes after DeSantis appointee Adam Kissel was voted down by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. That happening on Wednesday. Hey, here's something for you. Early voting. Don't forget about it. You got a few, you got till tomorrow to take care of this. Early voting for the April 1st special election underway through tomorrow. Two races on the ballot, U.S. House District 1 special election and the House Florida House District 3 primary. Big things happening there. And a legal collision over the funding of the Chappie James Jr. Monument could be in jeopardy. The agreement to build the project expires in 3 months. The Tourist Development Council objects to the project, saying the expenditure just doesn't meet the legal requirements of the tourism tax. TDC is bound by law to file an official complaint to the Florida Department of Revenue if the county moves forward with that funding.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. As for the roads here, we do have an accident reported on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Muskogee Road, causing some heavy congestion in that area. But luckily, that's the only spots giving us issues at this time. A lot of the issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach has cleared up. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 66 this evening. Saturday and Sunday going to have temperatures for the most part similar to today's, but we're going to see that rainfall creep in.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, if bills working their way through the Florida legislature pass, speeders going to see higher fines, lose their license, and have their vehicles impounded. That doesn't sound very pretty, does it?
No.
Not a very happy story to start off with. Under House Bill 351, the fine for reckless driving would become a flat $500. A second offense means this. Get this in terms of escalating rates. The second offense means a fine goes from $500 to $5,000. And a loss of a driver's license for 1 year.
Not cool. And the only Republican to formally enter the 2026 race for governor in Florida held a kickoff rally today in his hometown of Bonita Springs. Barry University's Sean Foreman says Congressman Byron Donalds will get to introduce himself to voters, or was able. Donalds already receiving President Trump's endorsement, and along with that, more than $3 million in donations. Governor Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey, expected to toss her hat in the ring, and there are rumors that her team is making calls to state lobbyists asking them to support, or rather not to support Donalds.
617 News Radio 92.3. Florida House Committee approved a ballot initiative measure that would impose new requirements on gathering, submitting, and validating petition signatures and increase penalties for wrongdoing. Well, Governor DeSantis made a crackdown on the initiative process one of his main priorities for the 2025 legislative session.
All right. And, you know, we talk a lot about the rainfall that's coming up this weekend, and that's not going to be too bad of weather, but it may have you thinking, well, what if there is a time when bad weather comes in? Well, you can get more money to better protect your home from hurricanes. State Senate President Ben Albritton announced yesterday over $100 million from the My Safe Florida Home Program is now available. You must apply before April 30th, and you must have already had a home inspection. You can get more info for this money at mysafeflhome.com.
Florida state government is taking a page out of Trump's playbook. Really, emulating some of the president's policies when it comes to spending and illegal immigrant crackdowns. Here's more from Fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently announcing a new state DOGE task force, and DeSantis is now returning nearly $900 million in federal money, saying in part, quote, other states should follow Florida in supporting DOGE's efforts. And now DeSantis is targeting his state's property tax.
Tax the tourists, tax some of the foreigners.
But the governor isn't just focused on economics. Announcing all 67 Florida counties are working with ICE to assist with deportations.
And Sunshine State joining others in seeking approval for a $39.1 million settlement with Apotex, the generic drug maker, is accused of inflating prices and limiting competition. State Attorney James Uthmeyer urging people to see if they qualify for compensation as a part of the settlement.
5 years ago, Florida made it legal, or I should say made it illegal, to text or email while driving. Now under State Bill 1318 circulating in the Florida legislature, it would be illegal to even hold a mobile device if you use it while driving. Change is coming here. The Florida hands-free driving law would still allow mobile device use if the vehicle is not moving.
Oh, okay.
There's the loophole.
And the owner of a kangaroo that escaped from captivity in Florida last year will have to pay almost $1,000 in fines. See, this guy didn't get a loophole here. Scott Mitchell pleaded no contest Wednesday to possession of captive wildlife for commercial or sanctuary purposes without a permit. A kangaroo escaped last October when a bear entered its enclosure and was on the loose for nearly 3 weeks. So for a moment there, that dude owned a zoo. While owning a kangaroo is legal in Florida and the guy had a permit, the problem is the permit was expired.
Get you every time on that expired clause, let me tell you. Hey, a mom's trying to help drug addicts in Florida from overdosing in honor of her son. Our good friends down at Fox 35 in Orlando, Chris Lindsay, has more from Volusia County.
The mission of a grieving mother is coming into form. Jean Bailey, when she was starting her efforts to both honor her son, whom she lost to an overdose, and help others suffering from addiction. At that time, she'd installed a Narcan vending machine at an SMA clinic in Daytona Beach. Fast forward a few months, with the help of a state opioid response grant and a couple of nonprofits, including Volusia Recovery Alliance, a newly placed vending machine is helping get the life-saving drug to as many as possible, this time in Ormond Beach. The hope is the machines will increase access even further, while reducing stigma and, most importantly, saving lives.
And a Polk County woman is a multimillionaire after playing a scratch-off game. Some people just have all the luck. The Florida Lottery says Helen Matthews claimed the $5 million top prize from the Gold Rush Limited game after buying the ticket at a gas station in Lake Wales. The 59-year-old opted to take a one-time lump sum payment of nearly $4 million.
12-year-old in Florida is now in trouble with law enforcement for allegedly plotting an intricate bombing attack on a school. This is becoming all too frequent.
Right.
These type stories. Here's Eben Brown.
Deputies in Lee County, Florida, the Fort Myers area, are charging a 12-year-old boy for threatening his school with a bomb attack. Other students at Veterans Park Academy for the Arts reported the boy's actions, and investigators uncovered the child created detailed drawings indicate a plan to place explosive devices throughout the campus, alongside a written plan described as a manifesto. His computer allegedly had a search history of looking up bomb making and profiles on serial killers. The 12-year-old is charged with making threats to commit violence and acts of terrorism. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:21 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LeDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Don't see too much going on. Maybe some minor backups on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And also maybe a little bit on Highway 90 in front of the Pace Walmart. Our worst looking spot, though, is because of an accident report on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Muskogee Road. Got some heavy congestion over there still. As for the weather, sitting at around 69 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the mid-70s. And we're going to have some rain chances come in on Saturday, about 50%. Those are going to creep up on Sunday and even a little bit more for Monday.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
626 News Radio 92.3. Stocks closing lower today amid concerns over rising inflation. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks falling sharply for the day and notching losses for the week as fresh economic data fuels inflation fears. New data show that inflation is tracked by the Fed's preferred measure, and excluding volatile food and energy prices, ticked slightly higher in February than was expected. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ended in the red except for utilities. Gold climbed as investors push into safer assets, with prices rising to record levels at $3,085 an ounce. The Dow winners, Amgen, Merck and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 716 points, the Nasdaq lower by 481, S&P 500 down 112. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And we had President Trump speaking with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today. Of course, the meeting coming as tensions are rising between the two nations over tariffs. Yesterday, Carney said the old U.S.-Canada relationship is over and that Canadians must now rethink their economy. Trump, meanwhile, said yesterday that Canada and the EU would face larger tariffs than planned if they work together to do economic harm to the United States.
628, see those PCE inflation numbers are out. Yeah, new data showing a slight increase in inflation. Here's Jenny Casola.
Most inflation readings held steady last month and some actually rose. The PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose 0.3% in February. For the year ending in February, the reading held steady at 2.5%. Excluding food and energy, the core monthly increase was 0.4%, and core PCE for the year was up 2.8%. Both core readings increased and were higher than economists were expecting. Prices have cooled significantly since the core PCE peaked at 5.6% annual inflation in February of 2022, a 39-year high. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And a judge yet to make a decision on the location of the immigration case against Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil. At a hearing in Newark earlier today, the judge said he would issue a ruling ASAP. The Southern District of New York ordered last week that the case be moved to New Jersey, where Khalil's challenge was filed, but the feds are fighting for the proceedings to be held in Louisiana instead, as that's where Khalil has been detained since March 8th following his ICE arrest.
News Radio 92.3, Vice President Vance spent the day in Greenland as his administration makes the case for taking over the Danish territory. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Speaking at a U.S. Space Force base in Greenland, Vice President J.D. Vance accused Denmark of not doing enough to devote resources to keep the island safe.
From a lot of very aggressive incursions from Russia, from China, and from other nations.
Vance says he believes the people of Greenland will choose to partner with the U.S.
I think that you'd be a lot better coming under the United States security umbrella than you have been under Denmark's security umbrella.
Denmark is a NATO ally. Vance's trip to the military outpost was scaled down. The Second Lady Usha Vance had planned on a multi-day cultural trip. Those plans were changed following protests in Greenland and Denmark. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And while this whole meeting in Greenland was happening, President Trump doubled down on his goal that the U.S. will take control of the Greenland land one way or the other. Speaking from the White House, Trump said it's not only in the best interest of the U.S., but for world peace.
Yeah, you get a lot of that, don't we?
Golly, we are. We're getting a lot of that.
Okay, it turns out that there are consequences for mistakenly leaking information about sensitive government operations to journalists.
Who would have thought?
Absolutely. A Department of Homeland Security employee was placed on administrative leave after she sent details of an immigration operation to a journalist. Staffer has been actually released from that agency for leaking that type of information. That's what you get, you know?
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani, Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance visiting Greenland. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
With the Vice President, National Security Advisor, and others in Greenland today, President Trump in the Oval Office said it is in the national interest of the United States for us to expand our presence there. Specifically, how is still unclear.
Greenland is a territory of Denmark, which insists it's not for sale, while the island's leaders say they seek independence. A federal judge's ruling that stopped Doge from making cuts to USAID has been reversed.
Lifting the order, ruling the government is likely to show Doge's involvement doesn't violate federal law because most of the cuts were approved by Trump administration officials. The latest ruling comes as the State Department revealed plans to dissolve the agency by July 1st, which is expected to spark more legal challenges.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Communications Commission is alerting the Walt Disney Company and its ABC unit that it will begin an investigation into the diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts there. The FCC says in a letter it wants to ensure that Disney and ABC have not been violating FCC equal employment opportunity regulations by promoting forms of DEI discrimination. A federal judge is ordering Johnson & Johnson to pay the U.S. government $1.64 billion after a jury found it liable in a whistleblower lawsuit for illegally promoting the HIV drugs Prezista and Intellence. A U.S. district judge ordered the drug maker's Janssen unit to pay $360 million for violating the Federal False Claims Act. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower, with the Dow losing more than 700 points and the Nasdaq down by 2.7%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. After tonight, we'll know who the 8 teams remaining are in the NCAA tournament. And then Chris Beard and Ole Miss will pull off the upset against Michigan State. And then have the third time being a charm for Tennessee up against Kentucky. And I'll roll with the number one seeds in Auburn against Michigan and Houston against Purdue, as both the Tigers and Cougars will continue their journeys, punching their tickets to the Elite Eight. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's Pensacola Beach favorite Christy D and Bad Juju. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the legislature in Tallahassee passing, at least the House did, a law that would reduce the gun purchase age for rifles and shotguns to 18. We talked with Alex Andrade about the customary use bill that he's running, the reduction in state sales tax and overall spending that his party is running, and asked him whether he did, in fact, have anything to do with Milton not getting its three projects funded, as has been kind of implied. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I wanted to wait for that part. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, feeling really good this Friday afternoon. I hope you are as well. Thank you so much for taking us along on that ride home today. Let me go ahead and jump in and take care of some business. Top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia commissioners are getting some backlash after reports indicate they have backtracked on a $2 million pledge to help with the Old Baptist Hospital demolition project. Commissioner Mike Kohler says he's not backtracking on anything because the county never made that comment or commitment. According to Kohler, there has never been any formal agreement or discussion on that number at the board level. 35-year-old William Coleman of Pensacola is charged with sexually assaulting a girl three times when she was in the sixth and seventh grades. He was recently arrested on charges of sexual assault of a victim under 12, child abuse, and resisting arrest. He is being held in the Escambia jail on a $1 million bond. Those crimes happened from August 2020 to December 2021. And 36-year-old Cameron Bradley of Milton charged in Santa Rosa County with possessing bestiality videos. He was arrested on 20 counts of possessing pornographic material depicting humans engaged in sexual activity with animals. He's being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a $100,000 bond.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, as if things in Colorado weren't looking good enough for the Buffaloes football program, Deion Sanders becoming one of the highest-paid coaches in the sport. University of Colorado saying Sanders signed a 5-year, $54 million contract extension. The new deal increases his base salary to $10 million starting this upcoming season. The university credited the NFL great for turning the Big 12 program around. Yeah, he took over a program that was fresh off a one-win season, albeit an outlier season, but he has recently gotten them to what, 9-10 win threshold? Not bad.
Yes, not bad at
and
all.
And a Heisman winner.
Big-time Heisman winner. Okay. CJ Pop is in this afternoon with the latest Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Tyler O'Neill sure does love opening day.
Fly ball to right field. It is hit well, and it is gone. A three-run home run. Tyler O'Neill homers on opening day again.
The call on Sportsnet is the Orioles outfielder extending his major league record by homering for a sixth straight opening day. The Orioles would go on to hit a franchise record six opening day home runs, a 12-2 rout against the Toronto Blue Jays. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, Shohei Ohtani is picking up right where he left off last season.
Here's the 3-2.
For the game on ESPN, the defending World Series champions have started the year 3-0 after their win over Detroit. Heading to the NBA, the Bulls would shock the Lakers with a 119-117 win thanks to a half-court key by Josh Giddey.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddey for the win.
Reference to Sanford and some of the old TV show there. The call on Chicago Sports Network, Giddey, delivering his fifth triple-double with 25 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. The only Bulls player with more in a season, Michael Jordan with 15 in the 1988 season. In college basketball, half of the Elite Eight is set. For the first time in this year's NCAA tournament, game went to overtime. Third seed Texas Tech erasing a 16-point second-half deficit, stunning the 10-seed Arkansas 85-83 in a thriller. Red Raiders advance to face the 1-seed Florida on Saturday after the Gators secure business against the 4-seed Maryland. Other winners last night, Alabama and Duke. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Speaking of opening day in baseball, because that's one of the things CJ touched on there, the wait is over for Tampa Bay Rays fans. They opened their 2025 season today at their new home in Tampa, hosting the Colorado Rockies. For the first of a three-game series at Steinbrenner Field, the Rays were down 2-0, but they came back to win 3-2 on a go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth.
All right, getting ready for racing, not only on the big scale, but we're going to bring in kind of a snapshot here in Pensacola. Coming up the next time, Five Flag Speedway will crank it up. April the 11th, Blizzard Series coming back to Pine Forest Road. And while we're talking about the racing series, one NASCAR Cup Series driver had a near-perfect weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, and will look to continue his momentum heading into Martinsville. What a great track that is. Joe Morgan has more in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Kyle Larson had himself a weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. Larson won two of the three National Series races, including taking home his 30th career NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Straight Talk Wireless 400.
Coming around turn four for his 30th career win, Kyle Larson for Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet wins in Homestead.
That was courtesy of FS1. Larson won Friday's Craftsman Truck Series race before nearly taking home Saturday's Xfinity Series race, missing out on becoming just the second driver to win all three National Series races on the same weekend. With the victory, Larson moved into second place in the NASCAR Cup Series Championship standings. Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. The Cup Series now heads to Virginia for the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. William Byron won at the track last season, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, and half of today's Sweet 16 matchups in the men's tournament are underway. 7.5 minutes to go until halftime. Six-seeded Ole Miss beating two-seed Michigan State 22-17. And three-seeded Kentucky and two-seeded Tennessee just tipped off. Those two teams are tied at zero. Want to give you a reminder once again that Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Or you can find them on your ESPN Pensacola app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
6:43 News Radio 92.3. Couple of events here I want to just make you aware of happening this weekend. Big event tomorrow, Bayou Hills Run. It's a monster run in terms of popularity. They're really ahead, pacing ahead. I was talking to the race organizers earlier today. They're already ahead of last year's numbers. And they haven't even done the walk-up numbers. It's going to be a great day. Tomorrow is going to be ideal running weather. It's going to be just a perfect day. As you know, this is the official Pensacola 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships. Winner of this race, by the way, will be awarded their trophies during a city council meeting.
Really?
So I think it's pretty good. So anyway, the race happens tomorrow morning. They start the 5 and 10K at 7. Kids race goes off at 9. Don't forget Waterboys Spring Surf Classic tomorrow on Pensacola Beach. They'll crank that up. And this is what I'm excited about because I'm going to be there. Not that that's a big deal, but I'll be at the Pensacola Bull Bash on Saturday night doing it over at the Equestrian Center. I love livestock and things like that. So I am going to be over there for that one. That event, by the way, gets underway about, I think it's 7 o'clock. Let me just double check. 6:30, 7 o'clock, somewhere in that area at the Equestrian Center. So try to check that out if you can.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still have some minor backups traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Muskogee Road, but outside of that, I'm not seeing much. Maybe outside of some minor congestion in front of the Pace Walmart. That's on Highway 90, particularly if you're traveling eastbound passing that area. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 66 this evening. This weekend is going to have highs in the mid-70s, and we're going to see some rain chances creep up, and they're actually going to increase every day until we get to Monday.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah. And one thing that we can definitely talk about is the fact that you zeroed in on the local weather scene.
Right.
I want to take a snapshot of the big weather scene, if you don't mind. Rain is primarily in the south. Pop-up showers. Let's use that terminology, if you don't mind, because it's not going to be a wash. Cold conditions expected up north. So if you're flying out, maybe going to visit some friends up in Michigan or Minnesota, Illinois, things like that, take along the heavy stuff. Meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain with the potential of flash flooding continues today for Texas and Louisiana in advance of our next big storm system, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, hail, and tornadoes over the weekend and into next week as the cold front associated with this system moves east. Further north, wintry weather will be the story with several rounds of snow, sleet, and ice, especially for the northern plains, upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and interior northeast. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Declassified CIA documents claim a psychic located the Ark of the Covenant in the Middle East as part of a secret project in the 1980s. The Ark gained secular fame through the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark and remains an important part of Jewish and Christian religion. According to reports, the CIA claims to have used ESP, that's extrasensory perception, to locate it.
Interesting. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, busy lady, been traveling a lot. She stopped in Mexico today just to cap off her tour. She's been down in South and Central America. Griff Jenkins has the latest from Washington on what could come from that meeting.
What's at stake are potentially crushing tariffs hanging like the sword of Damocles over President Sheinbaum with a deadline next week, pressuring her to show she's winning against those cartels yesterday. No met with Colombia's leftist president, Gustavo Petro, who clashed with Trump back in January over deportations. But now there's a shift in the two countries' relationship. This after Noem issued that stern warning to criminal aliens standing in front of tattooed inmates in El Salvador's mega prison, threatening them with the same fate as those deported there under the Alien Enemies Act, which is currently blocked by Judge Boasberg's restraining order. That's now headed to the Supreme Court on a fast track, the administration asking the justices to allow those flights to resume.
And Vice President J.D. Vance sees a double standard when it comes to the media coverage of the leaked Signal group chat. Speaking from Greenland, Vance said the American media didn't seem to care when 13 U.S. service members died during the Afghanistan pullout under President Biden. His comments come after high-ranking officials, including Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz, talked about plans to carry out attacks on Yemen in a group chat that accidentally included a reporter.
I think that comes as no surprise in terms of the reporting aspect of it. It's been traditionally in that way. So that didn't surprise me one bit. King Charles briefly hospitalized for side effects related to his cancer treatment. I'm glad he's doing better. Alex Hogan has more from Buckingham Palace.
King Charles III was seen for the first time today since that brief hospitalization yesterday. The king waved to crowds from his car while leaving Clarence House, his residence, earlier today. Buckingham Palace says that the 76-year-old king was taken to the hospital for experiencing temporary side effects after what was a scheduled visit for his ongoing cancer treatment. All of his planned events were cleared from his schedule yesterday and today. The palace released a statement that read in part, quote, His Majesty would like to send his apologies to all of those who may be inconvenienced or disappointed as a result.
And a halt on President Trump's use of a wartime law to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members is being extended. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg extended his temporary restraining order on the administration's application of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act until April 12th. Boasberg previously issued a two-week freeze on using the law earlier this month, and it comes as Trump asked the Supreme Court on Friday to weigh in on the issue, arguing that the lower courts have no standing on it.
You know, I just got this on my Fox clothesline, and it's interesting. A D.C. federal appeals court just moments ago handed the Trump administration a temporary victory overturning district court rulings that ordered the National Labor Relations Board's Gwen Wilcox and the Merit Systems Protection Board's Kathy Harris to be reinstated. So that just breaking just a few moments ago, I wanted to drop that in. And while we're talking about the Trump administration, it continues to threaten the federal funding for schools that allow transgender female athletes to compete in girls' sports. California Governor Gavin Newsom recently admitted, let me read the operative word there, recently admitted that having men compete in women's sports is deeply unfair, but U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon tells Fox's Hannity the California governor is not addressing the issue of transgender athletes.
He's just saying boys and girls. He's not addressing the issue of transgender. So for boys who identify as girls, he's not taking a stand on that at all, and that's continuing to happen.
And speaking of California politics, a proposed ballot initiative in the state being named after the alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO killer. It's called the Luigi Mangione Act, and it would make it harder for insurance companies to deny medical care and would require the companies to pay full coverage without itemized lists. The Attorney General's office recently received the proposal from an L.A. attorney, and if passed, people could sue insurers and receive attorney fees.
Okay, I'm going to throw this in here just in case you might be planning on doing the road trip with the little ones down to Disney World, things like that.
All right.
Bring out the wallet. Walt Disney World is offering, get this one now, 50% off children's tickets this summer as part of a resort-wide focus on families with young kids. The half-price tickets go on sale actually tomorrow, and are valid for visits from May 27th through September 20th. Three-day tickets or longer. Disney's also offering a specially priced three-day, three-park ticket for Epcot, Disney Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Animal Kingdom, but not the Magic Kingdom. That's the bad boy of the group. More people go to that.
6:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business headlines along with some pop culture notes if there's time. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says, Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Some minor backups still on Highway 90 in front of the Pace Walmart, but that's not too bad. And a lot of the issues we had on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards the Cantonment area, those issues have cleared out. As for the weather, it's going to be 69 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday have highs in the mid-70s with lows in the 60s, and we are going to see those rain chances creep up.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the Department of Health and Human Services is putting baby formula under the microscope. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. The Department of Health and Human Services rolling out a new initiative aimed at protecting our nation's youngest. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. launching a new task force aimed at improving the safety of baby formula. Operation Stork Speed calls for a review of heavy metals and other contaminants in infant formula. The agency will also start a nutrient review process and encourage companies to work closely with the FDA. A recent Consumer Reports investigation found potentially harmful levels of arsenic and lead in some baby formulas, but the study showed most did not have high levels of contaminants. The review comes after a formula shortage in 2022 during the global supply chain crisis, exacerbated by the shutdown of an Abbott formula plant in Michigan over sanitary violations. Secretary Kennedy is pushing for the U.S. to ramp up its domestic production of formula, calling it a national security issue. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's planning on taking legal action against Elon Musk. It's in response to a cash prize he's announced related to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. In a statement on X, Call said that they were aware of an offer Musk posted to award $1 million to two people at an event in Wisconsin this weekend. The Attorney General says they're seeking a court order to stop this from happening. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election on Tuesday will determine control of the state's high court.
Okay, so kind of like turning something bad into something good. Some rental car companies say they're going to be benefiting from President Trump's tariffs on foreign countries. Well, Madison Allworth has more. She's in New York City today.
It's for two reasons. One, you might see some drivers opt to go the rental car route rather than buying a new expensive vehicle. The other reason, which is very compelling, is that companies like Hertz and Avis, once they're done using their cars as rental cars, they then sell them on the used car market. And those vehicles, because they already exist, all avoid the existing tariffs that we've just had announced. So they're more valuable today than they were before this tariff announcement. Shares of Hertz and Avis Budget Group each surged more than 20% on Thursday in the aftermath of President Trump's announcement to slap a 25% tariff on imported vehicles.
And the FCC says it will investigate the Walt Disney Company and ABC's DEI efforts. The agency wrote in a letter earlier today that it wants to ensure the media giant hasn't been violating FCC regulations, which classify DEI efforts as discrimination. It previously kicked off a similar investigation into Comcast and NBC Universal last month.
6:58 News Radio 92.3. I want to leave you with this as you maybe are home or heading home, but getting you ready for the weekend, maybe doing some house hunting. Maybe thinking about selling that house. Let me give you the numbers that's going to come in handy. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.24%. Those marks still below that 7% mark, so that's pretty good. Department of Government Efficiency is cracking down on alleged Social Security fraud. Grady Trimble has more from the Capitol Hill.
Elon Musk and the Doge team, they have only been on the job for a couple of months, but they say they have already found widespread Social Security fraud. Here's one example Musk gave.
They call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster.
In response to Democrats who claim Doge is looking to make cuts to the program, Musk says that is simply not true. He says that the result of rooting out fraud will be that legitimate Social Security recipients will receive more money, not less money.
All right, you basketball aficionados, Elite Eight set to go by the end of the night. Joe Morgan has the preview.
Tonight's men's college basketball action will be dominated by the power conferences. Just three conferences, the SEC, Big Ten, and Big 12, are represented with four spots in the Elite Eight on the line. To start the night, 6-seed Ole Miss takes on Tom Izzo and 2-seed Michigan State in Atlanta before an all-SEC matchup between 3-seed Kentucky and 2-seed Tennessee goes down in Indianapolis. In the late games, the top seed in the tournament, Auburn, looks to get by 5-seed Michigan, while 4-seed Purdue and 1-seed Houston round out the evening. The Boilermakers are looking to make a return trip to the championship game after losing to UConn 1 year ago. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Austin and me, we'll see you back 4 o'clock on Monday. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great weekend.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.